What's happening, my beautiful people? You're now tuned into the Big and Bright podcast.
That's right. It's your boy Big.
And it's your boy Bright.
Yes, sir.
Hitting them right in the face with the flavor for your ear. Remember that Busta Rhymes? Here comes the brand new. Oh, that was Craig Mack. Ha!
So you're hitting them in the face and in the ear, huh?
Right. Craig Mack. 1,000 degrees. You be on your knees and you be burning, begging, please.
Yeah.
You know that.
Your Bears are 3-0, man.
Yes, sir. Give us our flowers, mother lover.
The Bears are 3-0. They should be 1-2.
How?
They should be 1-2. No. They should have lost to the Lions. They should have lost yesterday.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Atlanta blew it. And the Lions blew it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, cue the dramatic music, please. When all hope and all despair was lost.
This guy.
We didn't have a hope in sight.
This guy.
Mitchell Trubisky passes floundered, fluttered, and puttered.
Down,
in the air,
down 26-10
through the night. Yeah. Coach Nagy looked defeated, and he looked distraught. But Hollywood Chi-Town Nikki told him, "Coach,
Hollywood, that's
fear not." As he
fear not, as the scriptures say, "Fear not, for I am with you."
As he stepped in and did what only Chi-Town Nikki can do.
Nikki Nines
delivered 5 touchdown passes
on
the Atlanta Falcons defense, which was all but through.
He did 3.
2 were called back. 1 was dropped. The other one should have been a touchdown, but the ref ruled it was not. Called it an interception, which one may see. But anyone with eyes know that was BS. A BS call is clear as can be. However, Hollywood Nikki sliced and diced and threw. And he made sure those dirty birds from Atlanta made it back in time to get tucked in before curfew.
This is where the dramatic music stops.
Da
Bears. Give a little rip sound.
Da Bears.
All right, man. Shout out to your little funky Cubs, man. They went ahead and took care of business again, man. On the road.
Damn.
Gotta give them credit. Speaking of Cubs, we're gonna get to the baseball playoffs as well. But
go Cubs, go.
Shout out to you and the Bears, man. You guys are 3-0 on
That's
top
right.
of the division with the Packers.
We're gonna be 4-0.
Who's your next game again?
The Colts.
You gotta go to No, they're coming to you.
Absolutely.
The Colts are coming to you guys next week. So hey, you got a chance to go up 4-0, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel, man? How do you feel overall?
Feeling good, man. We got the
you
right.
You feel a lot more confident now this week.
Yes, I feel jubilated. I feel euphoria, and I feel euphoric right now because the Chicago Bears finally have the right guy at quarterback, and this is going to be a very, 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 very special season for my Bears. You were sucking on that shake, man.
You
should
have kept talking, man. They wouldn't
wow.
have
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's happening, man?
Yeah, man. Shout out to you guys, man. You guys are 4-0, 3-0.
Yeah.
My Lions won yesterday. I didn't really want them to win because I want Matt Patricia fired and Bob Quinn fired. But
well, you did something that you know you haven't done in quite a long time. You won in Arizona. But, you know.
Well, actually.
You won not too long ago with Megatron, right?
Well, our last win was 2018.
Okay.
So, our last 3 trips to Arizona were 2-0-1.
Hmm.
So.
To Arizona?
Yeah. We won in 2018 and we won yesterday. And we tied last year.
Okay.
So, well, that last prior year, to that, we hadn't won since 93.
But last year's game was it in Arizona?
It's always in Arizona.
Oh, man.
The only time we didn't play in Arizona was Anquan Boldin's first year, 2003.
No.
When he had 217 yards against us.
Broke a record, right?
And like 3 touchdowns. Him and Fitzgerald went crazy.
Congrats to your Lions. You know, the sun shines on a dog's ass every now and then. And the broke clock is right at least 2 times a day.
We don't want that congrats.
So
we want him out of here.
As I told you, the sun shines.
The Lions always win when we don't want them to win. They don't do anything right.
Well, you're not winning next week, but. No, you will win next week.
That's what I'm
saying.
You
got the Saints coming
the Saints,
in without Michael Thomas.
The Saints giving up like 30 a game.
They giving up the booty. Oh,
I was going to go Facebook Live, but I got to be on my phone to look at stuff and type stuff in and doing my stats and stuff. Man. So that's why we got to figure it out, folks. We got to figure this thing out. I thought you was going to bring your laptop, man.
Well, you didn't tell me to this time, so.
Yeah, we got to figure it out. Maybe I can use one of my old phones, connect to the Wi-Fi, and do it that way. No, I think that's what I can do.
No, Young Ho Cool.
Young Ho Cool.
Young Ho Cool.
Google Young Ho Cool, guys.
Yeah, for those who don't know who Young Ho Cool is.
Young Ho Cool.
Yannakin Young Ho.
Yannakin Gakwe and Young Ho Cool.
Yeah, well.
Some funny names out here.
Crazy names.
Yeah, but we'll get the Facebook Live thing together. That we got a pretty good response, man, on that. We got a lot of likes and a lot of people that enjoyed the video. Last week we had our friend on, Sean Moore.
Absolutely.
Coach Sean Moore, he brought the knowledge, man, and he really kind of blew my mind a little bit, and I was just kind of like, wow, this dude is definitely going to be a national treasure pretty soon, man. So shout out to Sean. Lions won, man. So right now us Lions fans, we're in limbo.
Why are you in limbo?
Because we want him fired. We want these guys out of here.
You know.
Well. And every time that we win, see, this is what happens. Lions, we get lured in every time. We get disappointed. We're pissed off. They ruin our Sundays. We got to wait a whole other week for another game to come. Then we don't even get excited about the game. The game comes, and guess what happens? They win. Against our wishes, and then we're stuck with another win. And but we got some games coming up, man. The Lions got some very favorable games coming up.
Can you get it out? Right. Can you say it?
We got to play the Vikings twice.
Favorable
games. We got to play the Panthers without McCaffrey. We got to play the Jags. They're not that good,
bro. Do you realize the games that you're supposed to win, you usually lose?
I know. And you're making my point right now. But yeah. I'm just saying it's favorable. Like, these teams they're not world beaters. None of them.
Well, I mean, you know, I still think the Saints are going to. And where's that game at?
It's here.
Ford Field? You better check. You better put the clamps on Alvin Kamara, because they can score points still.
I wonder, is Michael Thomas going to be back?
Probably.
He might be back. If he's back, and then that's a problem for old Cuda.
Then he's going to shat in your cornflakes. Enjoy it.
He's going to defecate. He's going to defecate in our lunch.
Shat. Why is that so funny to you?
I know. Didn't worry. Because it's like past tense. I shat on them. That's why it's so funny, because it's like past tense. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it's a crazy NFL right now, bro. It's 8 winless teams still.
Hey, so be it.
The Eagles? Oh, my God. You can't beat the Bengals?
Hey, I bet. I guarantee
a rookie quarterback? And you just paid this guy Carson Wentz all this money?
I guarantee you. I bet they wish they can get the Bears on the phone and get Nicky Nines back. I guarantee you. I know the whole fan base.
That may be the case.
They want Nick Foles back.
But they got Jalen Hurts now.
Understandable. But what I'm saying is we have him now. You're not getting him back, and you get.
Well, they didn't want him because he went to the Jags. If they wanted him, they could have brought him.
Oh no, the fans wanted him. It's just that they didn't want to create. It was already starting to stir up a quarterback controversy.
Got you.
So
because he's the one that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he the one that took him to the Super Bowl, and then
all the way through the postseason.
Then the following year was one Alshon Jeffrey dropped pass away
from a playoff win,
from taking him to the NFC Championship game, and possibly another damn Super Bowl.
Who do Alshon Jeffrey play for now?
The Eagles. He ain't went nowhere.
Oh, it's Nelson Aguilar that left. He plays for a red team. Who played for?
Nelson Aguilar's still there.
No, bro. I'm about to look it up. Nelson Aguilar played for a red team. Yeah, I just remember him in a red jersey.
Well, it ain't the Skins, and the damn show ain't the Chiefs.
Who is the Skins?
Right.
There are any Skins.
There are any Skins.
Nelson. They put, when I typed in Nelson, the first person is Nelson Mandela. Wow. Shout out to Nelson Mandela. Yes, sir. Nelson Aguilar plays
for Aguilar.
He plays for the
Eagles.
Las Vegas Raiders. Oh, I thought it was a red team.
Oh, he went to the Raiders?
He played for the Raiders, yeah. So it's him and Ruggs over there.
Well, he's right back
along with Waller.
He's right back on the West Coast. You know, he went to USC.
Sure did. Sure did. Yeah, I don't know why I thought I seen him with a red team. Maybe they was playing a red team. Who knows?
Hey.
Yep, Las Vegas. That still look funny to me. Las Vegas.
Yeah, you ain't used to seeing no teams in Vegas, man.
Las Vegas Raiders.
They doing big things out there in Vegas, though.
Yeah, they doing their thing, man.
So, you know, but.
Yep, yep.
Speaking of somebody doing big things, the Big and Bright Show today is brought to you by Massages in Paradise. Go on and holler at my girl Summer at the address of 2646 Coolidge Highway, Berkeley, Michigan, 48072. She can be reached at area code 248-270-7218. Once again, that's Massages in Paradise.
Nice.
Where it's a professionally woman-owned business.
Berkeley.
Where they specialize in all kind of massage. Man, let me tell you, I went in there.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah. It was great, man. You know what I'm saying? I had some Miles Davis playing.
Okay.
It was real somber, you know what I'm saying, by candlelight, whatnot. Summer came out, you know what I'm saying, and she made me feel real relaxed, you know.
That's what's up.
Stripped down, got on the table. I mean, of course, I left my boxers on.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Got on the table, you know what I'm saying, and relaxed, man, and you know what I'm saying, just got worked on, man, you know what I'm saying. She's real professional, real classy. Ladies and gentlemen.
I just got one question. Did she use her elbows?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, she got
it. Use the elbows and then, okay. You might be on to something.
Yeah, sure. So
the deep tissue massage.
Yeah, man. I was.
Yes, sir.
I was in heaven, you know. So I go back. I'm going back on the 5th. I'm trying to make this a once or, you know what I'm saying, couple times a month thing, man.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely with me and my back, you know, dealing with all the knots and whatnot, man. So Summer definitely got me right. So if you hearing me, folks, go and see her at Massages in Paradise.
Yeah,
you know, and go ahead and give her a call. 248-270-7218, located on 2646 Coolidge Highway, Berkeley, Michigan, 48072.
Sweet.
Summer gonna get y'all right, I promise. Sweet. You
speaking of massages, it looks like Kenny Galladay must have got that hamstring massage.
Had to go,
because he looked pretty good yesterday, man.
absolutely. Yeah, I think it was more so his little fake little holding out thing, you know, because he wants a new contract.
So?
I'm positive. He's a little banged up, whatever. Okay, yeah, I ain't feeling too well. I'm going to sit this one out. I'm pretty sure a new contract is coming for him very soon.
Yeah,
I think he scored a couple times yesterday,
to be.
Too, right?
He scored one.
Okay.
Jesse James got a touchdown catch, the tight end that they paid like $6 million a year for. So glad he finally got in there. Kenny caught one. So that's 14 points. How much did we have? 26? I feel like the rest was field goals. I don't think AP scored a touchdown. I'm trying to think who scored the other touchdown. I can't think of it. But anyway, yeah, Kenny looked pretty good, man. It's always good to have a big receiver, man, because he's so rangy. He can box out guys. He can, you know, he can catch the ball where nobody else can get it except him. And Matthew's really good at putting the ball in spots where nobody else can get it. Sometimes he be throwing it like Kenny Galladay, 7 feet, though.
So be
throwing that boy over his head.
Hey, it is what it is. Ain't nobody throwing balls over the head like Mitch Trubisky. Speaking of him, man, he was on suicide watch yesterday. Literally sitting over there with his helmet on, looking like he was ready to cry. I mean, I'm like, dog, for real? This how you gonna go out? I mean, it was hilarious, man.
Hilarious.
So, but screw Mitch. Moving on, man.
Who's a surprise team for you on the positive side, and then give me a negative. So right now, you got the Vikings are 0-3.
That's not a surprise. I told you they was gonna suck.
But they 0-3.
I told you this was gonna happen.
Man, what about Houston?
I knew that. I knew they was
0-3.
Yes, I knew they was going to suck.
You didn't see that.
I did see it coming. You want to know why? Because you gave away your safety blanket for your young quarterback. I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to be. You know,
Bill O'Brien will possibly. I'm looking for him to get fired real soon here.
Atlanta has blown two leads. They're 0-3.
Doug McDermott is probably going to be getting fired, or Doug Marrone.
Who are you talking about?
Doug Marrone
for the Jags?
For the who the hell is the Atlanta's coach? I keep saying, wasn't it Doug McDermott? Or Marrone?
No, Atlanta's coach. Atlanta's coach is
you can't even think of his.
No,
name.
No. I got you. Atlanta's coach is Dan Quinn.
Yeah, Dan Quinn.
Yeah, why McDermott is in Buffalo.
Yeah, why? And Marrone.
And Marrone is in Jacksonville.
Where I get Marrone, McDermott, they all the same to me. I don't give a damn. Bears.
San Francisco.
Bears in five.
San Francisco. Yeah.
Doug McDermott, Doug Marrone, Dan Quinn. I don't give a damn. Yeah. Bears in five.
You said Bears in five. So who's a disappointment to you, and who's a surprise?
Disappointment to me this year. Right now, I would probably have to go with.
Then everybody in the West is at least 2-1.
Yeah, well, I mean, so far right now.
Dallas is 1-2. They look pretty bad. They've been having to come back. Philly is 0-2-1.
I'm really not, in all honesty, man, I'm really not disappointed in really no team, to be totally honest, because, again, it's
so early.
No one expected. Okay, these teams that are bad, we knew they were going to be bad. The shocker to me is the San Francisco 49ers right now with battling attrition with all these. It's only so long before attrition catches up to them, okay?
I thought that was 3-0. Who they lose to?
The Niners? They lost the first game to the Cardinals.
They did?
Yeah. They lost to the Cardinals. So
I swear they was 2-0 before the game.
No.
I don't swear.
But what I'm telling you is they lost to the Cardinals in week 1. So that's my shocker, is that San Fran didn't go in the toilet when, they're missing a lot of their starters on both sides of the ball.
They did lose to the Cardinals, 24-21. Wow.
Yeah, I tried to tell you that.
And then they beat the Jets and Giants. They beating some bad teams on the road.
So they're feasting on the sisters of the poor.
And then next they got the Eagles and Dolphins. They might start off 4-1.
Well, hey.
Oh. Then it gets serious. Rams, Patriots, Seahawks. Packers, Saints. It gets serious from there.
Yeah.
After the first five.
No shocker here with New England. I told you with Cam being there, that's how it was going to be.
Okay.
I told you that they were still going to win the AFC East, I think.
But, okay, so in all honesty, the Vikings and Texans, two playoff teams last year, 0-3, and that's not a disappointment to you?
No, because I told you, when you trade away your safety blanket for Deshaun Watson, that hurts, okay? Yeah. And then on top
of that. You've been calling it. You definitely been calling it.
And then on top of that, you know, same thing for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. You know, when you trade away Stephon Diggs, who opened up your deep offense threat. For you, he was your true deep threat. He kept a defense honest. Yeah. Now they know that you know, they're not worried about Thielen beating them deep. He doesn't have the foot speed. Mm-hmm. And they know that Kirk Cousins really can't, you know, it's only so long before he gives you the ball. He turns it over. He's really not a good quarterback. He's not
being exposed.
Of course, and he's not worth that 80 some odd million that they're giving him. So it is what it is. You know, I look for them both to have bad seasons after making those bad, terrible moves.
All right, I got a question for you.
All right.
Out of the current 0-3 teams, I'm going to name them for you, okay? It's 8 of them.
Okay.
All right. Or either 0-2-1 or 0-3.
Who has a chance to turn it around the season?
Who has a chance to make the playoffs? I'll name the teams for you. The Jets, 0-3. Cincinnati, 0-2-1.
Neither of those two.
Okay. Houston, 0-3.
Nope, they're done.
Denver, 0-3.
They're done.
The Giants, 0-3.
Done.
Philly, 0-2-1.
Done.
Minnesota, 0-3.
Done.
Atlanta 0-3.
They can turn it around.
Okay. Because that was the last 0-3 team.
Wow.
So you think Atlanta has a good chance to turn it around?
Yeah. They have a good chance to turn it around.
Okay.
They're going to go up against some pretty bad teams themselves, but they'll get Julio back. You know, once they get Julio back, they can score on anybody.
They can score on anybody. That's true.
So, you know.
That defense, I think the Saints and the Falcons are like the same team. The Saints might have a little slight better running back.
I think after the season, the Saints are going to move on from Drew Brees.
That may be the case.
And they're
going
to turn to young crab legs there, James
crab
Winston.
Crab legs or Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill's not anyone. Taysom Hill's Mr.
He ain't
Trubisky.
That guy.
He's Mr. Trubisky. Okay.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He's better than Mitch.
Yeah,
we got to admit that.
Taysom Hill can play. He's just an athlete. That's all it is. So,
no, I feel you.
You know, he's Tim Tebow 2.0.
Well, Tim Tebow didn't have as many impact plays.
Actually, Tim Tebow won a playoff game from the quarterback position, throwing
against
a game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, to the Demaryius Thomas. Whatever happened to him, man?
Man, he fell
Is
off.
Is he out the league?
He fell off.
He gone?
I think so. I think he's out the league.
Damn.
Well, he had got hurt this offseason, remember? He had a season-ending injury. this offseason, something with his leg or his foot or something like that.
Whatever happened to that other Thomas guy that ended up going to the Jags? Remember, it was a real good tight end that used to play for the I forget his name. I want to say his last name was Thomas.
No, it was Mercedes Lewis.
No, I'm not talking about him. It was two Thomas guys.
Oh, Thomas. Yeah, Thomas, who the basketball player who won the Super Bowl.
Was it Julius Denver. Thomas?
No.
Is that his name?
No, I don't know what it was. See. But anyway, he's retired out of the NFL.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. I think he signed like a 5-year, $50 million deal with the Jags.
He cashed in.
Julius Thomas is his name.
He cashed in, got a payday, and then got released. So, enough said.
Yeah, Julius Thomas. He had signed with the Jags.
So, the NBA Finals and the bubble.
Fucking bubbles!
The bubble.
Where are we going with this? Here it is.
He play for the Jags right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's not doing nothing.
Oh, hold up. Let me see. Did he play for the Jags right now?
He cashed in and got the hell on, bro.
Oh, no, he don't play for them no more. He played for the Jacksonville, Denver, and the Dolphins was his last team.
And, yeah, see.
He's 6'5".
That Miami life got him real.
See, got him out the league, huh?
Got him out the league, man.
Miami Knights. Yeah, NBA Finals, speaking of Miami. Yes. Tyler Hero went crazy, 37 points one night.
Do you know how crazy these two cities would be if COVID wasn't around and the NBA Finals was going from Los Angeles to Miami, Miami to Los Angeles, Los Angeles to Miami?
That's a great point.
Wow.
That's a great point.
Wow.
Miami Knights, LA Knights, forget about it.
The Skeezers would be out.
The Breezies. The Breezies, huh? The Brizzles.
The Skeezers would be out taxing every call girl in the city. Man. From L.A. to Miami would be out there trying to catch cats up.
Remember that player that got suspended in the Super Bowl because he went and got some hookers?
Who Eugene was
that
Robinson.
Yeah.
Eugene Robinson.
For Atlanta, number 41.
He went
against the Broncos. Yeah,
got busted in a sting trying to buy a hooker. And then on top of him trying to get a hooker, he got mossed the first play by Rod Smith. By Rod Smith. It was like a 90-some yard bomb touchdown.
Oh, that's when they played the Broncos.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
He had a horrible game, too.
Man.
He didn't get suspended. He played in the game. It was just horrible.
Oh, wow. That just brought me to that.
Damn. Yeah. Damn, son.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Miami, LA. What do you think the outcome is going to be?
Ooh.
I got my thoughts. I got my reservations.
I got my thoughts and reservations. Well, surprise, surprise, folks. I'm just going to tell you how I feel.
Right.
Since Kobe Bryant's death, the NBA has been painting this picture
of
the Los Angeles Lakers winning the NBA championship for Kobe back in January.
Right.
So.
That's why LeBron was like, should nobody be trying to not play? We should be trying
That's why he was put. That's what he was pushing for.
They was pushing
because
for
I
it.
Guarantee you this, ladies and gentlemen, LeBron James seen that this was the greatest opportunity for him to try to win a ring with everybody off and everybody on break and rusty. Best thing could have happened to the Lakers was the fact that they went and took 2 to 3 months off and then tried to pick it back up.
Get healthy.
And play again.
Yep.
Because I will tell you, if the season continued to run from March all the way through, the Lakers wouldn't be in the finals. The Clippers would.
And see, the Clippers had their chances, but they blew it because they never got that chemistry together.
Exactly.
Plus, players was getting injured at different times.
But the crazy thing about the Clippers, though, they had this big head like they won something.
Yeah. And I got some boxes of bootios to give out today because they gave up five. Like, you don't have a year to get it together. You have to get it together now. And they gave up 5 first-round draft picks for this. And this is the result. We get to see Denver. We get to see the Denver, Colorado.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Didn't play.
I'm going to tell you this. Steph, Clay, Dre.
I told my wife that last night.
They're going to be healthy.
I'm right now, I'm in the midst of trying to make a bet with my wife. My wife says that the Warriors' time is up.
Oh, no.
And I'm not even a Warriors fan. And I said, babe, the Warriors going to be back in the finals next year.
Yep, sure will.
I said, let's make a bet. She was like, well, we share money. So I said, well, you know, let's do a bet like, well, maybe I'll cook for a week straight
You had one of them nasty bets. Don't sit here and try to play nobody.
No, man. No, yeah. Seriously. I was like, babe, well, I'll cook for a week straight or something like that. Like, let's make it to where.
You told her you eat the groceries a week straight.
I do that anyway. Come on. That's nothing, man.
Gotta eat the booty like groceries.
Come on, man. But, you know, that's nothing. But, no, I was like, you know what I mean? Let's make a bet. Because I know the Warriors are going to be back. So, speaking of which, Patrick Beverly felt the same way. But we'll get on that. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverly talking about their time is up. Where are you at, buddy? You're at home.
You ain't never had no time, you nappy head son, bitch. Look like a little burnt cricket.
Oh, man.
Look like a burnt cricket.
Patrick Beverly, my son, you have much to learn, young grasshopper.
Daffy Duck with his beak shot off.
Yeah, so finals, man. Give me your finals.
So like I said, the NBA wants LeBron and the Lakers to win it. I'm pretty sure they do. It'd be nice and a great FU to the NBA if the Miami Heat won it. A bunch of nobodies outside of Jimmy Buckets.
Indeed.
You know, a band of misfits.
Well, Goran Dragic, I wouldn't say he's a nothing. But.
I don't think people give Eric Spoelstra his just due.
Yeah. This is his fifth finals appearance.
Yeah.
With three different teams.
Yeah.
I mean, with three different, like this group of guys. You know what I'm saying? He had the Wade guys in 06, and then he had the LeBron team.
Where'd you get five from?
This is his fifth time going. He went
three times.
He went three times when LeBron was here.
And then he went once with Dwayne Wade.
And he went once with Wade and then once this time.
Okay.
So that's fifth appearance.
Well, I mean, when he went with Dwayne Wade, he wasn't the coach. Pat Riley was.
He was?
Pat Riley was the coach.
He was the head coach.
Yes. Spoelstra was an assistant slash tape guy. You know, he did the tape and the film or whatever.
Yeah.
But Pat Riley handpicked this guy to lead the ship.
This is reminiscent in a way of when Jerry Krause handpicked Phil. Not to that extent, but I'm just saying for him to handpick him, like, okay, this is the guy.
And then he tried to run him out the damn building.
Right. That's sad. That's so sad, dude. That story will never, there's no way it could have ended right, because Jerry Krause just had to have the credit. And to go get Tim Floyd, of all people, you pick the legendary Phil Jackson,
you know,
13 championships, 11 as a coach. And then you picked Tim Floyd, who never did anything.
Took his ass to USC and got fired.
At Iowa State.
And got fired with the Bulls, too. So, you know.
The booty.
Jerry Krause.
Yeah.
Loser. He's a dead man. I don't give up.
He must be burning his grave. He's turning over in his grave right now at the Bulls. But they might turn it around, because I'm told that Billy Donovan just took the job.
Billy Donovan did take the job.
That's a good look.
It's a good look. It's, you know, because it's a bunch of young guys.
Yep. Led by LaVine.
You know, so.
But let's get back to the finals. We jumping all over the place.
No, we still on the NBA.
Yeah.
No one gives a damn. Listen, I don't give a shit. I'm just being honest.
About what? About the finals?
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't,
because it's football season. Yeah, they've dragged this way far too long.
It's like beating a damn dead horse with this NBA crap.
It really is. And then they pushed back the draft to November, pushed back the season that was supposed to start on Christmas back to January.
Again, nobody is going to give two flying cares,
right? Because the football season is still going to be going on when the basketball season start back up.
Exactly.
The Super Bowl is in February.
I wonder if they're going to delay the All Star game too. And push it to June.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Silver?
So, Silver looks like...
he's like one of the elves.
Nah. You want to know who Adam Silver looks like?
Who?
Jack Christmas on the Nightmare Before Christmas. What was his name?
What's his name, Katie?
What is it?
Skellington.
Jack Skellington. Skellington. I called him Jack Christmas.
Kelly looked at him like, what?
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Let me see. Jack Skellington, Kelly.
In The Nightmare Before Christmas. Real bony dude.
Jack Skellington. I put Jack's SK.
Yeah.
He came up. Oh, yeah, of course.
Just super bony.
He's stupid.
You want to know else? You want to know who else who Adam Silver looks like? Mark Trestman, the old Chicago Bears coach.
Man, you are nuts, bro.
Slash Edward Scissorhands.
He don't look that bad. He don't look as bad as the Skellington guy.
Okay. Well, put in Mark Trestman and see how crazy he look. Look like Buffalo Bill. Put the lotion on its skin.
Google Adam Silver.
It does as it's told.
Google Adam Silver. He don't look that bad. That's funny. So, the NBA.
It does as it's told.
I would like to see. Mark I would like Trestman. To see. I would like to see. Miami win it. I would like to see Miami turn into the team like the Pistons were in 2004 when they said screw the NBA and what they want, we're going to win. Because Miami has the team to do it. I think they got the players to check LeBron between Bam Adebayo, who can check, you know, LeBron's position. My boy Jay Crowder can check LeBron.
See, the only problem,
there are guys that they have on the wing that can stay right up under LeBron.
The only problem that you have is the fact that you have Anthony Davis. This is where I pose the serious issue here for mm-hmm. both sides of the coin.
Yeah. Miami got a bench. L.A. don't got a bench.
L.A. don't have a bench. L.A. don't have shooters. Miami has hella shooters. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the young boy Tyler Hero. Not only Tyler Hero, they got Duncan Robinson.
Duncan Robinson.
And not only Duncan Robinson, they got, you know.
Dragic.
Yeah, Ivan Drago.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
They also have Iggy. Iggy's decent still. Yeah.
And
Iggy can check LeBron,
and that's what
too.
They're going to do. They're going to throw Iggy on LeBron.
Yep, that's another
so
one.
To try
then
to
you got Jimmy Butler that can shoot.
To try to neutralize that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're like I said, they're going to have, you know, Jimmy Buckets and all of them out there. So it's going to be a thing. But this is the thing, though. It's not the fact that Miami, Los Angeles don't have a bench. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that Los Angeles don't have any shooters.
Yeah.
They can't knock down the three ball.
Green been looking bad. They've been ending the game with Caruso. Like, Green, you should be ashamed of yourself.
The killer about this, though, and this is the killing thing, right?
KCP been all right.
We take this to the killing fields on this. If Miami gets up,
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah.
If they get up in a game, it's over.
I would really like to see, screw the NBA, I would really like to see a good competitive matchup. I think the referees are going to become too involved. And they're going to find a way
to get LeBron this championship.
To get LeBron this championship. I hate to say that, man. I got a friend I was talking to. Shout out to my boy Patrick. Patrick says, I don't think that the NBA is fixed. I said, bro, the referees make it happen.
The NBA is fixed.
Okay. It's super fixed.
It's fixed. Yeah, you know? Told you. The NBA is the WWE, okay? It's scripted.
Yeah.
I knew it was scripted that year that LeBron cried for Draymond Green to get suspended in a pivotal game five.
We talked about that too.
That's when I knew.
Yep.
Come on, man.
3-1.
Come on, man.
To a far superior team. Everybody knows Golden State was better than Cleveland.
And then the NBA's return. Okay, if you give LeBron this championship, we'll give you Kevin Durant the next 2-3 years. What was the storyline last year? Mm-hmm. Kawhi.
Yep.
Goes to Toronto. Great storyline.
He's a hero.
Great storyline, and delivers a championship to a thirsty city and a country who just thirsting and thriving for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then you deliver one to Toronto. Then Toronto the following year goes out in second damn round. Looks like they have. I mean, they forced 7 games, but they got bounced.
Yeah, Toronto got popped.
Now
get them out of here.
Quick question though,
no doubt.
Brad Stevens. What if you're Boston, what do? Because it seems like this is only as far as he can take you to the NBA Finals.
That's what it seems like, but they're still young. He's still young. I think Boston, Kimba's good.
He was getting out coached.
Hayward was out
Stevens
for a while.
Stevens was getting out coached by Spoelstra. You know it and I know it.
Yeah, Spoelstra's probably a better coach than him.
So,
well, I wouldn't even say that.
And I think if anybody
Miami has a better team than Boston, though.
And I think if anybody knows how to neutralize LeBron, I definitely think Eric Spoelstra knows how to do it. He coached him.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
He knows LeBron's weaknesses.
Mike Malone coached him, too, for 5 years, but that didn't work out too well.
Well, hey.
Mike Malone, Denver's coach.
Yeah, well, he didn't coach LeBron and win no title.
Right.
You know, Spoelstra did that, even though how disrespectful LeBron was. That's why LeBron got the hell up out of Miami, because he couldn't run the show.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't run the show. And Pat Riley told him, no, you don't run nothing here. I run this.
Yeah,
so
he does.
So you can go ahead and go.
Right.
We'll win without you.
What did he tell him about his bald head?
Take your bald-headed ass on home.
That'd be my favorite.
Go back to Cleveland.
You fool. So, yeah, I think if the fix was off, Miami could win it in six. Miami could win it in six. But because the fix is on, it just depends on Vegas and how much of a series they really want. Miami is a better team than L.A. I don't care what nobody say. Even though they were a fifth seed, this bubble Miami team is better than the Lakers team, bro. Period. LeBron, AD, cute story. But aside from that, dudes are really going to have to step up. Because LeBron, I don't think LeBron is, I don't think he's young enough anymore to be able to put up 40-something points like that. And that's what he's going to have to do against Miami. Miami can put up 120, 130, just like Houston can. So, L.A. really hasn't run into a team like this yet. They haven't run into a team that can play offense and defense and can shoot the ball.
Absolutely.
They haven't. So, you know.
So, you're taking we'll see. The Miami Heat.
I pick Heat in six. However, I realize that real life is on the other side. So, real life says
they're going to fix
L.A. in six or L.A. in seven.
They're going to put the fix in.
But if it's L.A. in five, that's garbage. Because, like I said, Miami's better. It's garbage.
Well, Anthony Davis.
I hope he have a terrible series.
Hey, nah, I don't.
Bam about to get in them cheeks.
That's the young boy from Chicago. But
I don't care.
I rock with AD, even though.
Hey, man, his eyebrows could go back.
I know, punk bitch. Going to sit up here and root for the Packers. And you from Chicago.
He ran it with an Aaron Rodgers jersey on?
Yeah, punk ass bitch. But anyway, I can't believe that.
You was a Lakers fan when Kobe was there. But after Kobe left, you was done. Huh?
Done.
And now Brian there. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, really put the stank on it.
Yeah.
The doo-doo.
Sorry, Brian. I don't rock with you on the court, bro.
I don't rock.
I rock with Brian off the court, but on the court, no.
He cool, man.
He a garbage player, bro. He flopped too much. He cried too much.
Oh, I wouldn't say
not,
that.
Not garbage as in he's not skillful. He's garbage as in you're too big to be crying and flopping.
No.
And you got three moves and two of them is running people over.
That's right. All you hear. Like, damn.
Yeah. And just like he said, Cleveland, this is for you. When they win it, he gonna say, Kobe, this is for you.
Floyd the Muppet. Looking like Floyd the Muppet. Dr. Teeth. That's what LeBron looked like. Dr. Teeth the Muppet. You ever seen that Muppet?
Yeah.
Dr. Teeth. That's what LeBron looked like.
He got a wide, like, he got a wide mouth. He got a character mouth.
Like Dr.
Like
Teeth.
When he smile, yeah. How many more years you think LeBron got?
I think this will be it. I think he'll play. I think he'll play out hit the rest of his.
You know, they say you want to play with his son.
You can play with him at home, but it's not happening in the NBA.
I'll give him three more years.
That's what I said. I let him play. He's going to play out the remaining of his contract.
How many years did he sign?
I think it was four.
I thought LeBron was doing like the 1 and 2 year deals.
I don't know.
He signed 4 years with LA?
Probably.
All right.
Don't give a damn either way. He's at the end, man. So, you know. So. Like I said, man, switching over to baseball.
Baseball.
Go Cubs, go.
Cubbies.
Go Cubs, go.
My Tigers was
hey,
close.
Chicago, but they what couldn't. Do you say? The Cubs are going to win today. Go
you
Cubs,
You
got to
be the
go.
Only dude I know who know go all of Cubs, my all the team's fight songs.
That's my Cubbies.
I don't know the Tigers fights. Do the Tigers have a fight song?
No, nah, I don't know.
Probably not. The Cubs are older. They came out in 1900s.
But I do say that this Chicago Cubs probably has to be the worst NL Central champion team that I've seen in a very long time.
Really?
They bats fall asleep, man. And it's lucky that they got Kyle Schwarber back and Chris Bryant.
Kyle Schwarber.
They got them cats back. They swinging the bats, man. They doing their damn thing. But
I remember when they had Derek Lee. That was one of my favorite Cubs, Derek Lee.
Why? Because you had his card?
No. He was like 6'7", bro, and he could swing. He swing the heck out of that boy.
They got Chris Hayward.
Big 6'7", first baseman, Derek Lee.
They got Chris
and
Hayward.
Moises Alou. That was my guy, too.
Moises Alou.
Yeah, Moises Alou, number 18. Moises. He was the one that was pissed off when Barkman or whatever it was reached over. That was Moises Alou. Yep. I used to like hear them say his name on the game. Coming to the plate now, Moises Alou. Yeah, that was my guy back then.
Chris Bryant, you know, he smacked a home run recently, you know what I'm saying? It's funny, though, because he punched back at people who was talking crap about him all year. And you know what his response was?
What?
I don't give a shit. How funny is that?
Classic. All right, man. So we got the temp. You want to pick who's going to win the series or you want to wait on that?
Well, they
each series.
I think the playoffs start tomorrow,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
Soon enough. But you got the Tampa Bay Rays against the Blue Jays over in the AL.
I'm gonna go with the Rays on that, not the Jays.
Okay, me and me, yeah, I'm gonna go with the Rays as well. We got the Indians versus the Yankees. The Yankee Doodles.
Yanks.
I'm going to go Yanks, too. We got the Twins versus the Astros.
Oh, the Cheaters?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Twins on that one.
I'm going to go Cheaters. We got A's and Sox. That's probably my favorite matchup of the AL.
Sox. Even what?
Yeah, I'm going to go Sox, too. Sox, but you know, got a lot of home run hitters.
I don't know. But see, the thing is that the Sox.
A's got good pitching.
The Sox have came into this series and quite on a losing streak, you know. And the A's, man.
It's the best out of five in the first round, right?
Yeah, and the A's been red hot, man.
Yeah.
They locked up. They were the very first ones to lock up. They.
I'm going to go White Sox. They position. Got big hitters. They got big hitters over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time the Sox has been in it. It's a strong possibility. The Sox may go ahead and represent the American League in the World Series.
The next round is going to be between the Twins and Astros that the Sox would have to play if they get past
The Sox beat the hell out the Twins. They did. I mean, just, yeah, well, you know, just you know, last week.
Division rivals always play each other. You know, you already know how that go. All right, let's jump over to the National League. We got the team that is favored to win it all, 3-1 odds, the Dodgers versus the Milwaukee Brewers. Who you got in that series?
Dodgers.
Got to go with Dodgers.
Mookie.
We got the Padres, the Daddies versus the St. Louis Cards. Who you got there?
Padres.
Ooh, yeah, they got Tatis Jr., Fernando Tatis. Fernando. That's my dude. He been killing, bro.
Show me your Tatis.
Show me your Tatis. I'm gonna go Padres too, man.
Okay.
Padres and the Tatis. All right. Cubs and Marlins. Of course.
We oh man, we but see
how the Marlins even make it?
Derek Jeter.
How the heck did they make the playoffs?
You gotta give Derek
Jeter. Shout out
Jeter.
To the Marlins.
Shout out to Derek Jeter because he did a phenomenal job with this Marlins team.
That's what's
a lot
up.
Of people didn't believe in his plan and in his vision. Okay, I don't give a damn because it's a short season.
Right.
You know, COVID.
And plus they had the COVID crap going on.
COVID, whatever, whatnot. Derek Jeter did his damn thing, did his due diligence. You know, a lot of people gave him a lot of flack for sending the big bat from Miami to New York in a trade.
Yeah.
You know.
Stanton?
Juan Carlos Stanton.
No, I think, oh, yeah.
John Carlos,
whatever.
Juan Carlos. It's all the damn same. Don Julio. I don't give a shit. It's all the same, okay?
Stanton.
Don Julio. Caught Julio.
Yeah, so shout out to Derek Jeter and the Marlins, man.
But, you know, I definitely got.
You got the Cubs.
Hell yeah, I got the Cubs.
They'll probably sweep the Marlins.
I wouldn't say sweep because the Cubs' bats have been falling asleep lately the last couple of freaking games.
How that pitching looking? Starting pitching.
Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish is still trying to find his control.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on with that, man, but whatever.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Cubs bats wake up in this series, you know, and they can get red hot and carry them through to the World Series.
For sure.
But go Cubs, go.
Then lastly, one of the most intriguing matchups is I'll say the A's
go
and
Cubs.
The A's and, I mean, I'm sorry.
Go Cubs.
The Braves. I'm looking at the letter A.
Go Cubs.
Okay, man. The Braves and Reds. That'll be a pretty intriguing matchup.
Cincinnati.
The battle of the pitchers.
Cincinnati Reds.
You got the Reds?
Yeah, I got the Reds.
I got the A. I almost said the Falcons. Now I'm about to say the Bengals and the Falcons. I gotta go Braves in that.
Fila on this? Forever you love Atlanta? Fila?
Yeah. I'm going Atlanta Braves on that one.
All right, cool.
All right, big matchup tonight, man. Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Patrick Mahomes.
You picked the homies, and I picked the Jacksons.
Well, you know.
So they're playing in Baltimore. They're both 2-0.
Yep.
Speaking of Ravens, I just heard that Earl Thomas has a workout with the Texans coming up. Yep. So I guess since he's from Texas – you know, the Cowboys didn't want him. I guess he said, I'll go for the next best thing. The next best thing is the Houston Texans.
Who gives a bleep? Seriously. Yeah.
So, oh, Earl.
Oh, Earl out here running trains with his brother.
Man.
Choo-choo.
Speaking of Earl Thomas, his former teammate Russell Wilson is looking amazing, bro. 14 touchdown passes through the first 3 weeks.
Sierra giving him some of that good booty.
Speaking of booty.
That's why he out here doing his thing.
Speaking of booty, I'm probably going to give myself a box of booty-os for saying that Seattle wouldn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. And she's smoking crack.
I'll give myself a box.
See, folks, this is what I'll try to tell you.
Hey, listen. If I'm going to talk the crap, I got to be big enough to sit there and admit when I was wrong.
Hey, I'm happy for Russ, man. Russ
that's
is
my guy. They've been saying he's going to win the MVP all year.
Yeah, Russ has been, you know, he's exemplary,
and he was the number one player on the top 100, right?
As a role model, he's really exemplary, man, and how to go about things and how to go about his, you know, how you're supposed to go about your business.
Yeah,
you know, dude is he got a heart of gold, man.
He does, man. I love him. Very highly respected by the whole NFL,
no doubt.
He's one of those guys they say, you know, he's like the choir boy or the, you know, the perfect Patty or whatever, you know, but I mean, he just does it. He just does things the right way, man. So, you know, whatever people can say about him, whatever, he's doing things the right way. Shout out to Russ, man. That's my guy, man. So, real quick, bro, we never brought this up, but, Tyrod Taylor had his lungs punctured, man.
What the hell?
By his own doctor.
I know.
That was crazy, man.
That Los Angeles Chargers team will be the Los Angeles Nesbys when I got down with their ass.
Man.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they giving him a pretty much – I'm pretty sure they firing that doctor, and I'm pretty sure that they giving Tyrod Taylor a little extra.
He going to have to get it because he lost his – he probably was going to lose his job anyway.
At some point, but
because
not
of
now.
The ribs. But now it's like, oh, y'all done punctured me on top of my cracked ribs?
You had to really be like stabbing him deep as hell in the chest in order to puncture a
They were
lung.
Giving him a – Katie, they were giving
cortisone
this
shot.
Guy a shot in his chest
for
cracked ribs. And they punctured his lung. That's would you call it malpractice?
It's medical malpractice, yes.
Bruh, he's out of there.
So
he's out of there. I hope he ain't foreign because Trump will have his behind on the.
But you know what's
Trump
crazy?
Trump have him on the first tank smoking.
But you know what's crazy? Digging deeper into it, the doctor had other stuff going on where he was he left a medical equipment in a patient, botched surgeries.
The same guy?
Same guy. Botched surgeries.
No way.
He was sued for medical malpractice. Yeah, and then they took his surgeon's license, so he couldn't perform surgery anymore. He's been caught with multiple DUIs and everything else. You know, this is just like a bad guy, you know, doing – I mean, it's like what the hell was going on in Los Angeles to where you hire, you know, somebody on the cheap, somebody on the fly, but damn, this wasn't a good look, man.
Not at all, man.
I'm not a doctor, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn. What?
Yeah, that's not a good
Lakita.
Look at all, man.
Get your rest out of Lakita. You're so rested you can get up and become a doctor. Stab someone in the damn chest. Puncture their lung.
Man, you stupid.
Let them bleed out and breathe. That's damn, that's crazy, man. I couldn't imagine any of that. For real. Yo.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to LSU over the weekend?
Your guess is good.
Not just LSU though.
Yeah,
but also Oklahoma. They both got
Oklahoma
popped.
Lost to. It was an upset, right?
Oklahoma got popped by Kansas State.
Yeah,
and LSU got popped by Mississippi State.
Can I be honest with you? I have absolutely no interest in watching college football.
Yeah,
this year.
And that's another thing about college football, folks. What you don't understand is that the crowd noise.
Yeah.
The crowd makes it.
They need to get with the NFL to.
They need to do something because it's too damn quiet in there.
They need to get with the NFL to get it going.
It's
get,
too damn
get the
quiet.
DJs in there. Get an organist, like, you know.
They got to do something.
Get some animals. Do something.
Animals.
I'm just.
The hell?
I'm just saying. Some mascots or something. They got to do something.
You know what's crazy though, and this is why there's such bad defensive productivity in the NFL is because there's no crowd. There's, you know, so these offenses, they can get the calls off, they can get the plays in, no penalties, no false start penalties, none of that, because there's no noise, there's no one, you know what I'm saying? So, and there's no pressure. So with there's no crowd noise, there's no pressure, there's no momentum, you know, momentum of the game, where individuals are getting into the game and whatnot. It's just, you know, it's kind of wild because you had Jefferson, the young boy from Minnesota yesterday.
Yeah.
He had 170 yards, you know what I'm saying, receiving.
Oh, that's my guy that replaced Diggs.
Yeah. So he had 170 yards receiving, and I think he had a touchdown or two, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is what I'm saying is it's crazy, man, because these cats, the defenses and whatever, you know, especially the home teams, like the Buffalo game, for instance.
Yeah.
Buffalo jumped up 28-3.
28-3.
And then but they didn't have that excitement, that crowd noise to keep them pumped up, whatever.
Momentum came on the Rams side.
They got lulled to sleep.
Yeah.
And went to sleep and allowed the Rams to come back.
That's nuts.
Ain't that crazy?
It is.
You know what I'm saying? And then, boom. You know what I'm saying? And then somebody rung the damn dinner bell and they woke up. Okay, let's pick it up. But it's been real freaky this year. So
yeah, it's been crazy, man. Let's get into these picks one time before we get to the booty O's. I got quite a few boxes to give out today.
We're going into the week 4 picks, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and cue that great NFL music by NFL Films.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go first. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bright's picks for week number 4. We got the Broncos and the Jets. I'm going with the Broncos. The Saints and the Lions. I'm going with the Saints. The Bears and the Colts. I'm going with the Bears. I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals over.
Too fast, man.
Slow your roll, homeboy.
You slow your roll.
Slow your roll.
Who you got for the Broncos and Jets?
Broncos, fool.
Of course.
I'm going, Broncos over the Jets. I'm going with the Saints over the Lions. I'm going with the Bears over the Colts. I'm going to keep riding with the young boy Joe Burrow. I'm going to go with the Bengals over the Kitties from Jacksonville. The Browns.
The Bengals, what? Oh, okay. All right.
Are you smoking crack? Got it.
When you said Kitties, I was thinking Bengals, but the Jags are Bengals too. Kitties too.
The Battle of the Cats.
Battles are the winless cats at that.
Only pussies in the league are the Lions, Bengals, and Jaguars.
Chill out.
So
Cowboys and Browns, who you got, man?
I got the boys.
The boys and the boo-boos.
No. I got the boys over the Browns. I got the Titans. Oh, this is going to be a good game. Ooh. I got the Titans over the Steelers.
Ooh.
The Titans over the Steelers. I got the Seahawks over the Dolphins. I got the Buccaneers over the Chargers. I got the Ravens over the Washington football team. I got the Cardinals over the Panthers. I got the Vikings over the Texans.
What?
Yeah. What? I got the Rams over the Giants. We got a real, real good one with New England and Kansas City.
Yeah, that's going to be real good.
I'm going to go with, because this is such a...
At Kansas City.
Absolutely.
And they have fans, so you already know who's going to win that game.
No, actually, I'm going with the upset. I'm going with
what
the New England Patriots and Cam Newton over the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to be vulnerable for one.
So that means they're going to have 2 straight losses because my Ravens beat them tonight.
And I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Raiders over the Buffalo Bills.
Over the Bills?
Over the Buffalo Bills. I'm going with, twice San Fran is going to stay out east.
Okay.
They're going to take care of business, and they're going to take care of Philly.
So they stayed out east for 3 weeks straight?
Yeah.
Jesus. Jets, Giants, Eagles.
Yep.
So they're going to win? They go 3-1?
Yeah, they're going to go 3-1. I got the Niners going 3-1, and then, of course, I got Green Bay. You know what's crazy? Is if Julio plays, I'm going to go with the Falcons. If Julio don't play, I'm going with Green Bay.
Well, guess what? You got to pick today.
Well, I'm going with the pack.
That rhymed. If Julio don't play, I'm going. So you're going with the Packers?
Going with the Packers.
Where is it at? It's at Green Bay. Yeah.
Going with the pack.
All right.
So those would be my picks. What's your picks, man? I crushed it the last 2 weeks.
So your picks are Broncos, Saints, Bears, Bengals, Bucks, Titans, Hawks. Boys. Titans, Hawks, Bucks, Ravens, Cards, Vikings, Rams, Pats, Raiders, Niners, Packers on Monday Night Football.
Yes, sir.
Biggs picks will be as follows. I'm going to go Jets for the upset. Then I'm going to – so Jets over the Broncos. I'm going to go Lions over Saints.
Okay. Just make your picks and write them down.
I'm going to go Bears to go 4-0.
Why are you picking us, man? You've been picking against us all week.
Shut your face. They're going to beat the Colts.
Quit trying to ride our nuts, man.
These nuts.
Go ahead and pick Nicky Nine us. Is in there now. You got a real quarterback.
No.
You guys are good. Hey, I'm just being honest.
Don't
I'm not riding
your,
no
don't
nuts.
Don't bring your stank to Chicago.
I don't care. I hate y'all, but I still think y'all better than the Colts.
No. Don't bring your stank over here. Pick the Colts, man.
I hope that y'all lose because I picked you. Okay?
Pick the Colts.
So shut your face.
Pick the Colts, man.
Take it for what it
don't
is.
Don't bring your funk.
In the battle,
way, we don't
speaking
need
of funk, in the battle of the winless Cats, I'm going to go Bengals to win their first game. And then I'm going to go Cowboys over the Browns.
Come on, man. Just make your picks because you keep pausing.
I have to because I'm writing it down because you wouldn't have wrote it down for me because you're not nice like that.
We don't care because we do video
shut
drops.
Your face.
We do video drops every Sunday.
That's true, but I want to be – I'm going to read it off the paper, okay? Is that okay?
No, it's not
is
okay.
Is that all right?
All you got to do is read it off the paper and make
Steelers,
a check
over
who
you Steelers, Titans.
You're
wasting my time by talking. Steelers,
just
Titans.
Make a, just make a check over who you pick.
Steelers, Titans.
Come on. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry
I'm
up.
I'm going to go Titans. That's going to be tough. He hates this, guys. He hates this, and that's why I love it. All right, in the battle of the birds versus the fish, Seahawks and Dolphins. I'm going to go Dolphins for the upset. The Seahawks are about due for a loss. I like Brian Flores.
Come on, man.
He yawning. All right, Bolts and Bucks. I'll go Bucks. And then I'll go Ravens over the Washington team.
Oh, God.
All right. In the battle of the birds versus the cats, it's the Cardinals and the Panthers. I'm going to go Cardinals. They're going to rebound. And then I'm going to go Texans over the Vikings. So Cardinals and Texans. All right. Then we got the Giants at the Saints. Oh, my God. That's going to be like 50-3.
Cue the Jeopardy music.
I mean, I said Saints.
My God.
Rams. Rams over Giants.
Jeopardy music is perfect right now.
I know, I'm
like
sorry.
40 years.
I'm sorry. All right, I got four more picks. Oh. I'm going to go Chiefs over Patriots. Did the Patriots just win or lose? They just won, right? It's an up-down league. I'm going to go Chiefs. Chiefs over them. I think the Bills will lose their first game. I think the Raiders will beat the Bills. All right, and then my last two, I think the Niners will beat the Eagles. The Eagles suck. They suck, bro. They just absolutely suck. So I'm going to go Niners. And then finally, I'll go Packers over Falcons. So I'm going to go, you know what? No. That's going to be an upset. I'm going to go Falcons over Packers because this is for Dan Quinn's job.
You want to bet?
I'm going to go Falcons in an upset. So that's it.
They're depleted, bombed out, and injured. He's not getting fired with people injured like that. Now he's going to get fired at season's end.
I'm going Falcons in that game.
Thank you for continuously letting me win from week to week. I really enjoy it.
Do we want to go over our wins or the picks from last week?
We don't have time. We're pressed up against time. We're going to go straight to the bootios.
All right. I'll go first because I got a bunch.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your...
Oh, you're not going to ask me this time?
Katie, you got some?
No,
oh, you talking about the picks?
No. Bright's head will explode if I go.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Katie, and give your picks.
Not this time. I couldn't... It would take too long to even think about it, so it's fine.
You'll probably be faster than me.
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
no,
next time,
next
Katie.
Next time.
All right.
Yeah, Big took 40 years.
My first pick of the booty is going to none other than our nappy-headed friend, Patrick Beverly. Patrick Beverly, this is before you hit that, Katie. This was what Patrick Beverly said about the Golden State Warriors.
Our nappy-headed friend.
You had the last 5 years. The next five are mine. Patrick Beverly to Steph Curry in October 2019. Patrick Beverly, you are at the crib along with Steph Curry watching the Lakers in the finals. Cue it, Katie. Oh, turn that up. I need another one, Katie. Give me another one.
The booty.
Oh. Yeah, that's for Patrick Beverly.
The next five are mine. What?
Mine.
Who are you?
My next box is going to be hilarious, bro. Y'all, you get ready to laugh.
My first box of the Bootios goes to none other than Colin Cowherd. Cue it, Katie.
The Booty! Oh!
Dude got the tripping for no reason talking about quarterbacks going to the podium with backwards ball caps. Talking about that's not becoming of a franchise QB. He got on Carson Wentz about it, but it's like,
yeah, Brett Favre did it or Tom Brady did it, he wouldn't say nothing.
They have done it. Right. That's what I'm saying. Brett Favre, you got Aaron Rodgers,
yeah.
You know, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, a lot of them done it. You know, like, Colin, where the hell are you going with this, man? It just looked like he was reaching. So
he reaching.
Kyle Turd, I like you, but that was a dumbass statement.
All right, my next one is going to a guy nicknamed The Truth, but his picks were all lies. This goes to Paul Pierce. Okay, Paul Pierce's NBA predictions for the season, guys. Like, peep this, right? He did seven picks, and he got none of them right, bro.
Why the hell they got him on ESPN? Like,
I thought he was going to get fired. For MVP, he picked Joel Embiid. It was Giannis. No. For finals matchup, Bucks versus Clippers. Neither team are there. It's the Heat and Lakers. For 2020 champions, the Bucks, with MVP being Giannis. Not there. They're at home.
Damn.
Breakout star, Pascal Siakam. Had a terrible year.
Damn.
Rookie of the year, Maple Mamba. RJ Barrett.
Who?
Who the fuck is that?
RJ Barrett, Maple Mamba. Really? Over Ja Morant and Zion Williamson?
Who?
And Kendrick Nunn was the second runner-up.
Wow.
Most improved, Lauri Markkanen. Haven't heard his name in so long because they didn't even make the playoffs.
Lauri Markkanen ain't jack squat with the Bulls.
Coach,
my Lord.
Coach of the year, Lloyd Pierce.
Who?
Who is that? Who is Lloyd Pierce? He just picked Pierce because his name last name is Pierce. Because I don't even know who that is.
How do still got a job?
All right, so Katie Kewitt. That goes
the booty. Oh.
Let me look up Lloyd Pierce while you go for your so I can tell you who.
Okay,
he is.
This box, I've been waiting and savoring this box for a very, very, very long time. It's been given to a great, great, deserving individual.
Okay.
He's been waiting on it. He's been sitting there. I've been wanting to give it to him since last year.
I hope it ain't me.
So please, everybody, come together and let's give a great, 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 big, stank-ass box of Bootios to none other than Mitchell Trubisky. Cue it, Katie.
The Booty! Oh!
You sat there yesterday, and I swear to God, they kept cueing the camera to you while you was on the bench. And you had your helmet on, and I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. And you was just looking like you was just ready to cry and fester and wallow in your own river. Suffer, biatch! As much as you made my bear suffer, you deserve every little bite and tiny morsel of this box. Matter of fact, give me another one for this son of a bitch.
The Booty! Oh!
Good one, good one. All right, I got another box, man. Doug Peterson, he gets a box of Bootios. This is the scenario, Katie. The game is tied in the fourth quarter. There's 19 seconds left. It's fourth and 12. The game is tied. If a team doesn't score, the game ends in a tie. Would you rather tie or lose?
Tie.
You rather tie than lose? I'd rather lose than tie. Because I played too long and too hard. I need a result. Anyway, this young man, on fourth and 12 with 19 seconds left, he opts to punt the ball instead of going for some kind of desperation pass or a Hail Mary or something. What are you doing, Doug Peterson? You're a Super Bowl winning coach. Kill it, Katie.
Uh-oh. The Booty! Oh!
Uh-oh.
Fourth and 12, and you punt the ball? When the game is on the line? What is that?
That's how I be, young blood.
Speaking of, I'm going to go Carson Wentz for my next box. Cue it, Katie.
The Booty! Oh!
Carson Wentz, you are exactly that. Booty. You got paid all that money and you're 0-3. You know, you're not 0-3. You're 0-2-1. All right, it's on you, man. I got more boxes.
I got more too. So this box of Bootios goes out to someone who, you know, was in charge of the testing for the NFL COVID policy. Mm-hmm. And this stupid bastard sat up here and gave out a bunch of false positives to the Houston Texans football team. Damn near called off the game and probably screwed over the whole entire season with contact tracing.
Wow.
With these COVID tests. And if you can't get these COVID tests right, what the hell, man? What are they paying you for? I mean, they should be getting the top-notch testing, going from city to city, whatnot, and going about their protocol. But it's been going great so far. But however, the tester for the Houston Texans, you receive a huge box of, cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Well,
I got one more.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead. I got more.
Yeah.
I have another one for the Atlanta Falcons special teams unit. My man, hold up.
You talking about on that onside kick?
Nah. My man Tariq Cohen sat there and signaled a fair catch.
Oh, wow.
And caught the ball on a fair catch, yet a Atlanta Falcons player still dove into his knee.
I got to see this.
While his leg was planted in the ground.
Oh, my God. I got to see that.
And tore his ACL. And knock my man out for the season. So, you miserable 0-3 son of a bitch, guess what you get? A box of Kiwi.
The booty! Oh!
That's so sad to hear, man. My next box is going to go to DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf is a beast. But did you see him catch the ball? And the dude popped the ball out of his hand right before he reached the end zone.
Yeah.
Bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you have to cross the plane in order to get a touchdown. You can't just be close enough. Dude made a heads-up play, popped the ball right out. So, you, DK Metcalf, get a box of...
The booty! Oh!
My next one go to Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, you threw three interceptions against the Lions? The Lions, bro? The Lions? You threw three interceptions against the worst defense in the NFL. Kyler Murray, you get a box of...
The booty! Oh!
Well, my box goes to Ryan Pace. You know why. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Okay. Damn.
Okay, my next box is going to Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien, you traded the second best receiver in all the game. Arguably, some would even say he's the best. You traded him for a running back, and now you're 0-3. Cue it, Katie.
The booty! Oh!
Tell me how that box tastes next week, Bill.
He going to get one every goddamn week. Sorry, bastard. They just going to stay taking L's, man.
He better not lose to the 0-3 Vikings.
Oh, he will.
That's going to be another box.
Oh, my God.
You got more? Are you done?
Nah, I got one more.
All right, I got two more.
I got one more, and I think it's coming from the NBA.
Okay.
I hate to do it to you, Brad Stevens, but damn. You was getting outcoached on every single level.
You just got done shouting him out last week saying he made it to five straight conference finals.
And now he went to five straight conference finals exits.
Yeah.
What the hell, man? You can't figure it out? I'm not understanding this because you are the more talented team since LeBron's left the East. So I'm not getting this. You know, I'm not understanding it. You're underachieving.
Yeah.
Something has to be done in order, you know, something got to put you over the top. Not saying you're, I don't know if you're making bad adjustments. I don't know what the hell you're doing. I'm not a Celtics fan. However, I do know you have talent and have turned and nurtured that talent. But when you get to the big stage, you flounder. So yeah. I hate to do it to you, but.
The booty! Oh!
My next box of bootios is going to a guy you probably never heard of before, but his name is Michael Winger. Michael Winger is the general manager of the LA Clippers. And along with Michael Winger is Jerry West, who everybody's heard of because the NBA logo is him. Michael Winger and Jerry West, you both get a box of bootios to share because you traded five first-round draft picks for Paul for playoff P. For playoff P. Look, he called himself playoff P. Shaq called him way off P.
Way off P.
So, Michael Winger and Jerry West, the logo, you get a box of...
The Booty! Oh!
Five draft picks, bro. Listen, this is the stat of the day as well that go that ties into the bootios, right, Katie? Check this out. Okay. Now, Katie, you're going to love this, okay? You're going to love this, Katie. It's so juicy. The next time the Clippers get a first-round draft pick, right, will be 2027. Do you know who's going to be in the 2027 NBA draft? Kids that are in sixth grade right now. That's for you, Katie. Sixth graders, bro. That's the next time the Clippers get a first-round draft pick. The next time they'll be able to say, and with the first pick in the NBA draft, the LA Clippers select, it's a freaking kid that's snotting his nose right now.
Kenyon Youngho.
Stat of the day. Sixth graders are going to be getting drafted. That's crazy.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen.
I got one more. Oh, I got one.
What?
I told you. My next box of bootios is going to the doctor who punctured my man's chest like that, bro. You definitely get a box, fam. And then my last box is going to Malik Beasley. He was arrested and in police custody for marijuana possession and concealing stolen property. Malik Beasley, the forward guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah. So you both get boxes of
The Booty. Oh.
This cat making $1 million, $5 million. What the hell are you doing stealing? Stolen goods.
And why these players be selling weed? Are they selling it or are they smoking it?
They smoking it. They ain't selling no damn weed. The hell are you gonna do selling weed?
It's ridiculous.
It's legal.
Right.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen,
hopefully we made your day a little bit bigger
and a little bit brighter. Make sure to tune into us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Shout us out on our email address at thebigandbrightshow.com
at gmail.com. Yes, sir.
Also, make sure you go and holla at my girl Summer at Massages in Paradise. I got some of the greatest massages, man. It's very far a few and in between where an individual can go and go somewhere and get, you know, these massages, man. Summer does a really good job. She relaxes you. She puts you at ease. I would recommend her to anybody who has back pain.
Yeah.
Who has, you know,
you
want to
get waxed. Yeah.
You want to get waxed.
Or get them cheeks waxed, whatever.
You want to get that lip taken care of, that little lip mustache.
Go ahead and get some summer in the fall.
Exactly. You know, no doubt. Saying? Summer in the fall. But hey, real talk though, they got a barber in there too now.
Okay.
So fellas, if you want to go
Youngho?
Kenyon Youngho. But if you wanted to go to Massages in Paradise and, you know, take your lady, you can go and get you a nice little fade, you know what I'm saying? Get you a pedicure, manicure, whatever. Just don't get no polish on the nails, bruh. But they can be found, Massages at Paradise can be found at 2646 Coolidge Highway, Berkeley, Michigan, 48072. And you're going to go holla at my girl Summer, 248-270-7218. Again, that's Massages in Paradise at 248-270-7218. Go holla at my girl Summer. Let her get you right.
All right.
Go ahead and lead us out. Deuce.
Deuce.
And Summer.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.